The ambitious Art of the Americas wing at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston has been heralded as a major draw for the city. But it's also a gamble, with some art experts wondering whether the new four-story wing will draw visitors back year after year. This past weekend, the 53 galleries fully opened to the public, and WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis tagged along to sample some reaction from the crowd.
With all the attention to the MFA's new wing, museum-goers said they felt compelled to witness the fanfare.
You want to be able to be here on these big days.
Hank Pierce was in line with his family Saturday morning.
But a great thing to be able to do, to say, like, yeah, we're part of Boston, and here we are on these momentous days. Red Sox winning the World Series, Patriots winning the Super Bowl, MFA opening a new wing, important things in the city.
They and all the other guests were sequestered in a modern glassed-in courtyard. Here's the fanfare. The executive director of the MFA, Malcolm Rogers, gave a short speech about making the museum more accessible. When it was over, museum goers were relieved they could finally get inside. The first painting they see is an action shot, Watson and the Shark by John Singleton Copley. Pierce is a little speechless.
So this painting is of a boy who fell off a boat, and the shark is coming to eat him. And his friends are trying to save him, and someone's got a spear.
A few rooms later, there's a giant portrait of a young, fit, dare I say sexy, George Washington crossing the Delaware River. The dramatic presentation is not lost on Julius Dudley, a retired history professor. I caught him with his mouth agape, staring at Washington, like he was seeing him for the first time. It reminded him of the way he taught history at UMass Lowell.
You had to jazz it up, you had to make it interesting, you had to make it relevant. Otherwise, you will lose your audience, whether you're teaching or whether you're the artist. You lose your audience if it isn't jazzed up with the frames, the gold frames. That's a little jazz right there and a lighting.
Chris Schulmeier from Jamaica Plain was surprised to see Copley's famous portrait of Paul Revere.
Kind of brings history into reality for me, you know, especially being from the West Coast. You know, the American Revolution for me is something that's pretty far off, even though for people from here, it's in their backyard.
Barbara Cates came from Connecticut to see the show. Like many here, Cates poo-poos art by Americans, but she still thinks the collection will elevate Americana.
Yeah, and it seems pretty coherent. Yeah, I think it's wonderful to expose people to this.
Yeah, it's not going to make you a huge fan of American art.
No, I mean, I think of other galleries. I've been coming to this museum for decades, and other galleries grab me emotionally much more.
And perhaps that's the point. The legions of children who see the Art of the Americas wing might not grow up with the same bias if they see American artists treated the same way as European masters. 9-year-old Olivia Hernandez had never been to the MFA before, even though her dad's a member. Olivia was obsessively snapping photos of an abstract sculpture when I met her.
I see, like, gold, sparkly, red, like, crushed. It turned into a big, pointy ball.
Her dad's tired after 3 hours in the museum, but Olivia's not done yet.
Want to stay?
Really?
Yeah, we'll stay.
I feel like I want to live here.
Why?
Because it's so... just wonderful. So great.
For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.